Wine Gums, if you're listening, though, CITR, hit us up.
Yeah, or at the very least, this show. Why are we trying to spread too much love? You know, maybe they're like, a whole organization can't sponsor, but one show, that we have the money for. What flavor of wine gum are you?
I like the black one, but I don't think it's strictly black licorice.
Okay.
I think it's like grape. I don't know. I like it, though.
Okay, more on that later. This is Turnstiles, Never Enough, from their upcoming album, Never Enough.
Down, down, down. keys clutched in my hand. If I stand up straight and you think I'm a man. Crisscross the path ahead. If I run really fast, will I make it to my bed?
Hello, welcome, welcome one and all to the speaking portion of this Wednesday's episode of I come from the mountain. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am joined here. I am a wine gum, and I am joined by another wine gum. I haven't decided what flavor I am, though, but you have, right?
Oh, yeah, the black one.
You're the black one.
Yep, absolutely. I didn't realize we were wine gums. I thought we were brought.
I guess it is brought to you. Sorry. You're right. We're not really wine, but we are wine gum fans. Actually, am I a wine gum fan? I'm not even sure I'm a wine gum.
You haven't had one in a while. That's why you don't know. Trust me.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, why do you love the black wine gum?
Well, according to Wikipedia, it's actually one of the most popular flavors. So I think I'm among many when I say it's because it tastes so good, so delish.
What is the least popular flavor of wine gum?
Good question. Wikipedia chose not to be negative and it didn't tell me. But I would wager it's orange because it's usually orange.
Then I'm probably orange.
Okay.
Isn't it strange that we now live in a world where we can trust Wikipedia more than we can trust like Google?
Yeah, well, yes, but sorry, I became passionate about this. Like, yes, because it's collectively written, right?
Yeah, totally.
And
it's not AI generated.
Yeah, it's governed by a group of people who are like really, really passionate about getting things right for the collective good. I actually think Wikipedia is really cool, and it's strange that we get to keep it in 2025, like waiting for like Trump to kill it or something, you know?
I really wish that you had this argument when I got failed on an essay for quoting Wikipedia.
Yeah.
In high school.
Back in high school, yeah. When they were like,
You can't. Wikipedia is not a viable source for information.
Or did you
Little
ask
did you
Jeeves?
Know that viable sources of information would become hugely scarce in 2022.
Yeah.
But you know what we are right now is a probably pretty apt and correct source of information as to what we just played, because we just played it. So unless we actively choose to lie to you, the listener, then this is fact. This is fact. We're actually dishing out fact right now.
This is not misinformation.
This is not misinformation.
According to us.
All right. So here's the non-misinformation that you just got. You listened to four tracks just now, and we're going to work our way back as we do. That last noisy song you heard was from Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low, a song called I Go Where I'm Kicked, from their album Pain Olympics. Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low is a strange band because, like a lot of bands of their era, they disappeared into the mire of other bands that sounded a lot like them, you know, in the early 2000s, like metalcore, quote-unquote sasscore movement. I know. Don't look at me that way. I didn't write it. And then they disappeared. And then, you know, and now that everyone's like kind of back onto new metal and like cringy emo, all of these cringy emo bands are coming back out of the woodwork. And I can say this with confidence as a cringy emo person who loved Heavy, Heavy, Low, Low back in the day. Very excited that they've put out an album and that it's actually quite good. I think it's good music for 2025, considering that they were first doing this style of music in like 2005. So,
yeah, and I think that their sound has come a long way. As far as I can remember, they were fine. And like you said, they disappeared into the mire of other bands doing a similar thing. But I think that they sound like far more put together.
I agree. I think this might be their best album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy. before them, you heard from a band whose name I will likely butcher. They're a band from Ireland?
Yep.
Okay. They're called Maol. That's M-H-A-O-L. Unlikely that that is the pronunciation, so apologies to all of the Irish listeners that I have. But the song was called Pursuit. And it is from their album Something Soft. Before that, you heard from TVOD, or as they apparently are known as, Television Overdose. But if you want to find them on socials and stuff, it's TVOD, the letters. The song was called Car Wreck. And that's from their new album, Party Time. And we started off with the ever iconoclastic, iconic and iconoclastic simultaneously, which is, I think, a really profound thing to be at any given
one.
It is, though. Like, it's Turnstile, a song called Never Enough off of their upcoming album, Never Enough, on Roadrunner Records, which is a major metal label. And they definitely have the major metal sound in a way, but they also really don't.
They sound stadium rock to me.
Yeah, it's I mean, because
like
they are.
One guitar solo rips through the auditorium levels of drama, you know?
Why are they so weirdly good? Like, I feel like I don't... Feels, like, weird to say, to ask that into the ether a little bit, but... Mm. Like, Turnstile, a friend of mine once put it exactly how I feel about Turnstile, which is, like, Turnstile has never been my favorite band. But they are a band that I'm always curious about. Like, anytime that they do something new, anytime they're about to put out music, like, I'm instantly, like, tuned in to what is happening because they're just that kind of band. They're kind of weird. Like, what do you call that? Like, when something predicts, like, the weather, it's called, like, a... Oh,
like
there's
a weather balloon?
No. There's, like, a name for forecasting something changing. It's, like, a bellwether. Turnstile, to me, always has felt like a kind of a bellwether band of, like... that is like heralding maybe a new era of rock in a way, or like, I don't know. Turnstile records always seem to mark a transition in what's happening in music. In my opinion, I could be dead wrong about that, but that's how it feels.
That's a good way to put it. Because that, what was that Pink album called?
Glow On.
I think also kind of predicted a turn in like capital R rock,
totally,
which is where they are. And I will also say that like rock is an unpopular genre. Like they are playing around in a field of like supreme unpopularity doing this type of stuff, so
yeah.
Like I get why your friend would say it's never their favorite band, but I think it's really cool that they persist in this sound that is kind of uncool.
I know,
and they don't give a f about it.
Yeah, they persist really earnestly.
Yeah.
in how. Because, like, the second any hardcore punk band puts, like, synth and autotune vocals and electronic dance beats throughout, you instantly think that they've kind of lost the plot a little bit. And
yeah.
Yet with Turnstile, it always feels like it's coming from a very earnest place, or
yeah,
at least a very intentional place in their music.
Mm-hmm.
So, very excited about Never Enough coming out soon. We've done a lot of talking, and not a lot of it has been about Wine Gums, but that's okay. Sorry for the spot. We still hope you sponsor us, though. I'm going to play you another song. We're going to go into our next set here so that we continue to meet the criteria that we are a music show and not a talk show, because we would not last long as a talk show, I don't think. So let's move on. This next song is a song that I've been listening to a lot. And I just really like it because I like this band a lot and I'm excited for their new album. So this next song is called Bored at Night by Pyle.
Out looking under rocks in the last dark. Pink and blue, candy marbled skies. Out hunting shadows and only killing time. Darkness comes, and without surprise, a patch of earth you're on has been claimed from you now. And as the future looms, it unkindly grips your nerve. Yeah. watching the whole time, and now your fears are confirmed. Prayers are for those with faith, but I was born at night. 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 That bird stares you down with eyes bouncing off the moon. Says, if there's no room for cowards now, then who the fuck are you?
benefit of believing you're bad is you get somebody to blame.
Some new fight wayside, so you know it's getting some new style. You sympathetically, or like a ghost hunter, or some weird bike nut job, or rides by like some. Where did you get your money? Hippie dinosaur blast and some sort of uplifting trance, or other century music. Repeating climaxes with confidence, only possible with unfounded real estate. Like, I don't even know what that would look like. Did you break your foot to just grass like all the online bullies told you to do? But you don't feel any better thoughts than memories. Hardly ever a charm of your future, but it's still supportive.
Yeah. I feel like the
And welcome back one last time to the speaking portion of this show. I come from the mountain, CATR 101.9 FM. You just heard a bunch of songs, so let's dive right in. Also, we asked the internet about the wine gum thing, and turns out lime is the least popular flavor of wine gums, according to a website that seems to be run by wombats. Right?
Yeah, it was extremely trustworthy.
Yeah, so lime. So I am, if I were a wine gum, which was not the question originally posed,
no.
But if I were, I would be the lime wine gum.
That sucks for you.
Yeah.
Because I also don't like the lime flavor.
I like lime. That seems odd that the lime flavor would get the axe on that. But.
Because it's not wine-like.
Why are wine gums called wine
Why
gums?
Is there no lime wine?
Because is there?
I don't know, but I've never tried it.
I guess the closest we get is like limoncello or something like
that's
that.
That's true, and that's delicious.
But that is definitely lemon and not lime. Mm-hmm. It's not limoncello.
We have opened up many questions with many answers.
Yes, it's true. Isn't this just the joy of life, though, to be in the forever pursuit of discovery?
Knowledge. Truth. Yeah.
Yeah, too bad AI is taking all that away from us.
Well, we still have wombania.com, which has brought us this final answer.
Wombania.
So now you know.
And now you know.
It did not, in fact, answer the question as to why they're called wine gums, but I think we're just going to leave that one for now.
Yeah, we leave that one to you. To you, the listener, to ponder on your bus ride or car ride or as you wash the dishes or put away your baseball card collection, whatever it is you do when you listen to the radio.
And know in your heart that if the wine gum isn't wine flavored and it is, in fact, fruit flavored, that is still wine based.
I don't think that's why they're called wine gums. But, you know, again, we leave that to you. We leave that to you, the listener. So you heard a bunch of songs, right? You heard a new song by MS Paint called Angel off of their upcoming album on Convulse Records, No Separation. Before that, you heard another new song. All the new songs today. This one's by Div. A song called Return of Youth from their upcoming album, Return of Youth. Frog in Boiling Water was really phenomenal listen, so very excited for this one. Mm-hmm. Before that, you heard from local Emma Goldman, two songs there played back-to-back, the first two tracks of their album, All You Are Is We. You heard An Introduction to Real Estate-Induced Psychosis and At Rock Bottom I Was a Piss Girl. Bringing back our last 2 weeks ago, we discussed if we could say piss on our air. And so far, seems like yes. Seems like the answer is yes. So
yeah, piss, piss, piss. I'll operate assuming that I can until I'm told I can't.
All right, here we go. And then we started, we didn't. Second song on that was They Are Gutting a Body of Water, a song called American Food, which for now is just a single. And we started off that second set with Pile, a song called Born at Night off of their upcoming album on Super Records, Sunshine and Balance Beams. A little plug, just because it's a great album and people should head to the show. Emma Goldman's playing a show at the Red Gate, on Friday. They're playing with a whole bunch of other good bands, Smother, Drive Your Plow, Over the Bones of the Dead, and Coup d'Etat from Victoria, and they will be doing the album, quote-unquote album release of All You Are Is We. So if you have nothing to do on Friday, or don't work on Friday, i.e. not me, because I work on Friday, won't be able to go, but you should go in my stead. It'll be a great show. Red Gate, support some local music, get punk, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, great. All right. With that, we have come to the end of the show. So, as always, thank you so much for listening to us talk about some inane stuff and for just joining us on the trip of what it is to listen to music in an era where all of us have unmitigated HDHD. So, thanks. We leave you with one last song. Up next is The Real World, and we will be back next Wednesday. this time, but like this time is the end, so don't tune in right now unless you want to listen to The Real World. If you want to listen to I Come From the Mountain, tune in at 3 p.m. for a lot more of this. So thanks for listening. This is a song by one of our favorites from Vancouver, true legend of all, or cryptid, actually, could be both, more cryptid than legend, I think, but this is Destroyer, a song called Dan's Boogie.
Off of Dan's Boogie.
So let's boogie, and goodbye. Oh, wait. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always.
Yeah, don't say goodbye yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. And as always, now I can. Goodbye, Radio World.
Who do I turn to? Where do I run to? What have I done to deserve this blissful sensation? Sorry about your lips and sorry about your eyes. All day long I sympathize. All day long I sympathize. All the day long. Didn't mean to turn you on. Sunrise, sunset, blinking, you missed it. I didn't know what time it was. Walk miles for your Turkish delight in the rain. The opera house is a jam space for the desperate and insane. Stockbroker weeps for his 80s, makes beats for the ladies in gray. You check out a horse's ass. It's not bad, it could be worse. You've been looking for a way out. What is that? Morning light. Wrap yourself in paper. Be gone. Your open sesame for a lousy buck. Singing the blue one. Lost in the lighthouse. You're lost at sea. That's my mystery.
fat drunk window smoker, tied and drooling, flapped and stunk, pillows stroked my hand, pooling must be peas, strapped or hung that fellow, broke my grand stool, dust he seized, stung or wallowed, hope or glands, ruled my lust, seized stopping wrist or heaving clots and lists, nor seizing crap that bunk indoor broken ride and fooling. This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence.
All right. You are listening to The Real World on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. For those of you, this is your first time tuning in. The Real World is UBC Film Society's radio segment where we talk about all things film related. And as a club, we do not only have this radio show, we also put on other screenings and various other events. So this week, you can join us tomorrow at 6 in the Norm for